children, in this story, the Lord did a surprising thing, a sign to Gideon that he really was the one the Lord was calling to lead the children of Israel to victory. Gideon put down a fleece, which is the wool cut off, trimmed off of a sheep or a lamb, put it down in the grass on the ground, and the Lord made that fleece soaking wet with dew by the morning, so much that he squeezed out a whole bowl of water out of it while all the ground around it was dry. And the next day, the next morning, Gideon asked, and the Lord gave it so that the fleece was dry in the middle of the grass, and all the grass around it was wet with dew. You can imagine if you left a shirt outside overnight, you got up early in the morning, your shirt would be pretty soggy with the dew, and all just like all the grass would be wet. But the Lord made it so that the fleece was dry and the grass was all wet. And that gave Gideon confidence that the Lord really was the one calling him to do this amazing thing. And you might remember another story in the Word that's a little bit like this, that has to do with dew. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness on their way to Mount Sinai, there was nothing to eat. They were very worried about that, but the Lord promised that he would make bread rain down from heaven. And it says that when the dew rose in the morning, there was the manna on the ground. And they called it manna because they didn't know what it meant, what it was. Manna means, what is it? So the Lord gave them this wonderful bread with the dew. Now, what is this story about that has to do with our lives? When you can see that the children of Israel being conquered by an enemy and being very hungry represents a time in our life when we are discouraged. There doesn't seem to be anything good going on in our life, and we feel oppressed and in doubt about whether the Lord is real and that sort of thing. And so the Lord gave the dew, which is the truth of peace. The truth of peace means the truth that comes right into the very middle of us and makes us feel peaceful and trusting. We read how the truth of peace means the confidence that the Lord is ruling all things and providing everything we need, all the food we need, for example, and that he's leading us to a good end, a good result, just like he led Gideon to victory over his enemies. And it says that the first thing, this story shows us, the first thing to receive the truth of peace is to get rid of the evils out of our life. Knock down the altar of Baal and replace it with an altar to the Lord. And it also says, this story shows us that the first place that the Lord gives us the truth of peace is into the fleece. What's represented by the fleece? Well, a fleece comes from a lamb, which represents innocence, and or a sheep, which represents love toward the neighbor. And the fleece, being the hair, the outermost, represents the truths that go with those two loves. They are the basic truths, the truths that we learn from the time we're little. And the writings tell us what some of those truths are. The truths which a man learns as a little child in his first age, and learns eagerly or believes, and afterwards he either confirms or doubts about or denies, are especially these: that there is a God and that he is one, that he has created all things, that he rewards those who do well and punishes those who do evil, that there is a life after death in which the evil go to hell and the good to heaven, thus that there is a hell and a heaven, and that the life after death is eternal. Also, that he ought to pray daily, and this with humility. That the Sabbath day is to be kept holy, that parents are to be honored, and that no one must commit adultery, murder, or theft with other like things. So those are the kind of truths that are meant by the fleece, where the dew first comes down. First comes into these truths that are like the very center of who we are. And then afterwards, the dew can come down into the lower parts of our life, like the grass all around. Like we can think of a soldier. The heavenly doctrine says, a good soldier who looks to the Lord and shuns evils as sins, before he goes into battle, he lifts up his mind to the Lord and he entrusts his life to the Lord. And then he lets his mind down to think about what he has to do, what his part in the battle is, and to be brave. He's not thinking consciously about the Lord, but the thought of the Lord is still up above. And then it says, so if he lives, he lives in the Lord, and if he dies in the Lord. So first he lifts his mind up, and the dew comes down, the truth of peace comes down into the fleece, and then afterwards it comes down into the rest of his life. Or we can think of a farmer who looks to the Lord and shuns evils as sins. That's the dew coming down into the fleece. When he reads the word a little bit each day, when he comes to church and listens to the Lord, when he prays to the Lord with humility, that's the dew in the fleece. And then the dew in the grass is when he gets up early in the morning and plans his work and then works hard. And mostly he loves his work and he loves his land. And he sees that the Lord is the one who provides in good times and in bad times. That's the dew in the grass, the truth of peace coming down into his everyday life. So we can see that the meaning of this story for us is that when we're discouraged, when we're in doubt about things, what we should do. We should lift up our minds to the Lord, look to the Lord by reading from his word, praying to him, going to church, and shun evils as sins. Knock down the altar of Baal. Get that out of our life as much as we can. And then the Lord will be able to give us the truth of peace. We can think about those basic truths that we've always known since we were little. That will be the dew coming down into the fleece. And then from there, the Lord will be able to bring the truth of peace into all of our lives. Amen.